Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Hi again. Thanks for joining me. This is Dr. Fred. Today's article and episode is called Why Left is Succeeding. As I've noted before, for this particular transcript, I've included links that I'd like you to check out. And again, just by including these links, this is not tacit approval of everything in those links or the people who have written or created those particular articles or videos. But I'd like you to have that information so that you can, you know, do better research and help yourself figure things out in a better way. Well, in order for Satan's final global kingdom to come to fruition, it has to happen his way. And that means lies and deceit, along with fear, are the very foundation of that coming empire. We know this because of the way this final empire is described in Scripture and how Antichrist, Satan's spiritual son, manages to rise to the top of the heap to rule over it as the world's last human Caesar prior to Jesus' return. Now, this coming one-world kingdom will be Satan's second-to-last attempt to overthrow God himself. The final attempt happens after he's released from his incarceration for 1,000 years in the bottomless pit, Revelation 20. Satan's minions, both human and spiritual, must do all they can to ensure that their narrative and their agenda takes precedence above all other narratives. And it's important to understand that God is allowing this. So there must be something for him in this, including his glory. This is all done via deceit, lies, which create a majority appearance by the enemy. The images that I've included in the transcript with this particular episode show tweets at Twitter that are exactly the same, except all generated from different accounts. So what caused this? Well, one of two things. Either these accounts are all what we consider bots designed by Twitter to spread disinformation, or they represent several actual people allowed to own and operate different accounts. The first image I've included shows 5 different accounts, and the second image shows 9 different accounts. And within those 5 different accounts, everything is exactly the same. All the verbiage. And within the 9 accounts, the verbiage is exactly the same. These are just the tip of the iceberg. It has been estimated that there are several million bot accounts that essentially work for the folks at Twitter, spreading lies and disinformation, but it's called truth. There are also so-called right-wing bot accounts on Twitter. And of course, the difference is that the right-wing accounts are easily managed and even censored and banned by Twitter when they're discovered. But clearly, social network platforms are colluding to do 2 things. First, to squelch free speech, anything they don't agree with. And 2, to ensure they gain and can keep control of the narrative. Now, it makes sense that people doing Satan's work, whether they know it or not, use lies and deception to further their agenda, doesn't it? This makes it all the more difficult, though, for the actual truth to push through the fallacious reasoning of the left and anyone taken in by it. In order for a majority of people to come to the point of willingly embracing this coming final world government, deception through lies must be used to make that happen. And promoting it, by the way, with a massive fear campaign is the best way to ensure success. In effect, the final empire's full foundation will be lies that cause tremendous fear. And we know what fear can do to people. We've seen it for the last year and a half. This allows globalists to reach their goals as they believe these goals have been revealed to them by Satan. Now, the interesting thing, of course, is that while globalists work hard to deceive the world, the rest of us, it's fascinating because Satan has completely deceived the globalists. and they know it not. Several passages, of Scripture explain this. Here's Daniel 7, 7 through 8. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little one, coming up among them, before whom three of the first horns were plucked out by the roots. And there, in this horn, were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words. The 10 horns, you notice them, right? Well, this is also highlighted in Revelation 13:1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns. Well, it seems that the elite do all the heavy lifting, so to speak, to usher in the final global empire. No sooner do the 10 top people of the elite step up to rule, and I'm assuming the world at this point will then be divided into, even though it's one kingdom, it'll be divided into 10 separate sections, making it more easily available for these 10 rulers to rule their section. However, when the Antichrist steps up, takes out 3 of them, the remaining 7 will pledge their loyalty to him. In the end, they are not going to be ruling autonomously. They will answer to Antichrist or die. Now, Satan lies to globalists, providing untold wealth and power to keep them happy. They think they have the truth, but they're being lied to. The fact that they're so super, super wealthy causes them to believe that this is the singular sign to them that they're on the correct road, so to speak, and blessed. But Satan is simply using them for his own benefit. He doesn't mind rewarding these people with wealth because he knows that it doesn't last, and he knows that this is how they can be bought and owned. The more he gives them, the greater their loyalty. And also, it keeps them from receiving salvation. So that's an added plus. The bottom line is that globalists will ultimately be betrayed by another human being, fully empowered by Satan, who comes up among them, but outside their inner circle. I find that fascinating. Treachery is alive and well among globalists and among the way Satan works. Now, I covered a great deal of this in a previous 7-part series from 2016. It was called 10 Kings, the Antichrist, and the New World Order. There's a link to that in the transcript. But let me try to sum up events leading to the point where the Antichrist gains power over the entire world as revealed in Scripture. Now, as I stated previously, we need to remember that the coming New World Order is going to come into existence because of 2 things. First, Satan promised that he would become like the Most High. Remember that? Isaiah 14:14. And second, God will allow Satan every opportunity to do that. And there's got to be a reason for that. Well, it's helpful to understand that this whole scenario is directed, allowed, or ordered by God, and then ask why God would allow Satan to do all this. Why? Well, the answer really clarifies a great deal for us. Currently, Satan is unseen as he works behind the scenes to bring about the final global empire over which he will rule through his spiritual son, Antichrist. We can't see Satan nor his fallen angelic hosts. They don't exist in our line of vision. We know they're there, but we can't see them physically. We see the results of what Satan and his minions accomplish through the people in this world who have sold their souls to him, and we see this on a daily basis. Now, I firmly believe that once Antichrist takes the reins of the coming final global kingdom, he will be, for all intents and purposes, the full human embodiment of Satan. And Paul speaks to this, as do others. Here's 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 and 10. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Now, a similar theme is broached by John in Revelation 13. And there we learn from John that he watched this beast, the final global empire, rise up out of the sea, verse 1. And the beast he describes is very reminiscent of the various beasts first described in Daniel 2. But notice in John's description, this final beast incorporates aspects of all the previous beasts. It's one giant conglomeration of the previous beasts, which is why many conservative Bible scholars see this coming final one-world empire or kingdom as a revised Roman Empire, since it was the most previous, the last system. Notice also the dragon and how he reacts to this beast rising from the sea in verse 2b. It says this, "The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority." So this beast rising out of the sea is a system as well as an embodied final ruler of human government prior to the return of Christ. Now, just these two Bible references, 2 Thessalonians 2, Revelation 13, show that Satan gladly, willingly gives this beast his full throne, power, and authority. In essence, Antichrist, beast out of the sea, will be as powerful in human form as Satan is in spirit being form. That in and of itself is frightening, isn't it? Satan is so willing to share all of his throne, power, and authority with a human being so that he, Satan, can rule through that person. Why? As I pointed out, ultimately to be like the Most High and to keep Jesus from returning to the earth. That's what a lot of this is about during the tribulation period, where Satan is gathering human beings, his forces, to keep Jesus from returning. Isn't that stupid? But what is also very amazing about all of this is the fact that once Satan grants full throne, power, and authority to the Antichrist, a human being, it literally brings Satan out into the open. No more will Satan be the unseen guy behind the curtain. Antichrist provides a face, a personality, and a bodily form for Satan. That is astounding. This union is also an attempt, by the way, to create the false trinity. Satan, the Father, Antichrist, the Son, and the coming second beast or false prophet is the Holy Spirit. Satan is literally willing to risk coming out into the open through the Antichrist to wage war against God and his people through the person of the Antichrist. And this also means that Satan, who is now out in the open, can and will be defeated publicly, humiliated by Jesus himself as he returns to this world to establish his millennial kingdom. Isn't that something to shout about? Now, this all helps us understand what is happening now throughout the world, specifically with reference to CV-19. It appears to be all part of the plan to usher in the final globalized kingdom that Scripture highlights thousands of years ago. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in the next episode. CV-19 is allowing elected officials to become tyrannical and fascist, all under the guise of keeping people safe. Thinking people know that this is a lie that's all about creating the New World Order. Anyone who has read Klaus Schwab's books, especially The Great Reset, understands that he was speaking in literal terms and wanting to take this opportunity because of CV to bring the world together as one. That's my paraphrase. This is why I believe the left is working so hard to push their narrative regarding CV. Now, granted, many are tragically deceived and simply useful idiots to the globalists as they push critical race theory, BLM, transgenderism, and other things diametrically opposed to God and his word. The goal is to create such upheaval in society that it cannot be sustained, leading to a major breakdown in law and order, which is already underway, and setting aside all previous societal norms, which, interestingly enough, are based on Judeo-Christian heritage. Now, most are aware the left continues lying without batting an eye, even after they're presented with the actual facts. Leftists will deftly move around those facts or ignore them altogether to continue pushing their lies. Snopes, a very left-wing website, by the way, is very good at this, but the critically thinking person will still see their attempts to deceive, and it's usually done through redirection or misdirection. They don't usually talk about or directly refute specific things. They'll talk around those things. Because of the many bots on social networks, it appears the left is the majority opinion. But this only appears to be true. But that gives the left a leg up, and they are the ones who now have control of much in society and have the microphone. Here are the facts, though. God has told us of the coming final global kingdom. It will be ruled by Antichrist, Satan, through him. There is nothing we can do to stop that from happening. And in all things, God will be glorified. Do I hear an amen? During this time of growing evil that God is allowing, it is essential to draw close to God and stay there. We must be about His business, not wringing our hands over various situations in society. God is either in control or not. What do you say? Is He in control or is He not in control? I'm going to have more to say about CV and the burgeoning situation in the world in upcoming issues and episodes. And the reason I do this is because it appears to be so clearly connected to how the final globalized order or empire is coming to fruition. Thanks so much for joining me. And until we meet again, I pray that God will open your eyes to show you how blessed you are in Him.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.